As we know, the situation in Italy is not good. If earlier the doctors could treat each patient, now it's no longer possible. There aren't enough ventilators, etc. So now the new directive is to only treat those who have the highest chance of survival, those who are strong. Everyone else, there's not enough resources to treat them. This is what it comes down to. Looking at it from the outside, it might appear as if it's wartime or some other kind of crisis, catastrophe.
This is a realistic take on life.
Very realistic indeed.
It is.
And how do you feel about this situation?
It's absolutely fair. What can you do?
They could appeal to the whole world. Help us.
They could, but it wouldn't make a difference. You can see who'd help you and to what end. In any case, with the information at hand, you must always help those who have the highest chance of survival. This is the first priority. Secondly, you must ease the pain of those who don't have this chance. This must be done. Why would you let a person suffer?
With painkillers?
Yes, painkillers, narcotics, etc. We must see to it. I'm all for it.
Some humanitarian might hear our discussion and say, how could you say such a thing?
No, it is I who am the humanitarian. I am a humanitarian, while that person is some unrealistic dreamer. Actually, it is taught in religion, in the Torah.
Really?
Of course. It is stated that you must always separate people. For example, the people of your city versus a different city. Your town folk have to be closer to you. Your first responsibility is to them. We as a people always favor some over others. This is how it is. With limited resources, we always find ourselves in this situation. But in any case, you must have some opportunity to think of those you can't help, at least by easing their last moments in life.
Those that are most vulnerable, they might be looking at the young, at those who are helped first, how they're discharged from the hospital. Even you and I are considered vulnerable. How should we feel about this? Should we scream, help us, or what? How can one accept what you're telling us now? That I'll be left to my own devices.
Well, first of all, I've had this happen to me more than once. When the prospect of death seemed to be somewhat of a relief. This is the first thing. Secondly, I feel that we have to approach it realistically. But most importantly, of course, it is to ease the person's suffering. If one can avoid suffering, one shouldn't suffer. This is very important. So do all you can for people not to be in pain. The rest of it, as we say, is the will of God.